G'day, g'day. Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie. Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb is here. Joel, the producer, is here. Me, Leechy, the anchor, and Pointy Pineapples.
Pointy Pineapples. And we just want to say Pointy Pineapples and really get it out there, because if you listen to this podcast, because we don't reckon anyone does, apart from Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
If you listen to our podcast and you know Pointy Pineapples, you'll know that if you see any of us out at the pub, you can say Pointy Pineapples and we'll buy your beer.
Quickly, the T's and C's. Yes. So Mitch has already done it to us once. He can't do it again, can he?
No. Oh, he can definitely do it to Embers and Kate. He's only done it to producer Joel, who has no money.
So clarification, has to be at a pub. Like, let's say I'm sitting at a restaurant one day and someone comes up and says Pointy Pineapples. Do I need to buy them give them a shot?
Sort of like an IOU, to be fair. If you're just in the street and somebody says Pointy Pineapples, we do need to reward that.
Yeah. Just lend him a tenner.
No, I don't carry
it's
cash.
It's a scientific experiment just to see if this will actually work in the wild. Pointy Pineapples, go up to Katie, go up to Embers, Leechy, or myself. I probably won't buy you.
And does this include your mum? If your mum says Pointy Pineapples?
No.
Okay.
Mm. No, we said this. Because family and friends.
For sure.
Immediate family and friends. Sorry, you ain't getting anything from us.
Absolutely.
I mean, I already get enough.
You get my presents.
Yeah.
Like,
your son, your daughter, their stars.
You get to be friends with me.
Yeah.
The important thing is to find and track down Andrew Embley when he's had 17 of those little beers that he drinks.
Oh, those little pots.
The little fumbles.
Nice and loosey goosey. And then just say, hello, Pointy Pineapples. I will take the most expensive scotch you could see on that top shelf.
Yeah.
And you'll do it, won't you, Embley?
It's a beer. We're not going top shelf.
No.
Let's make this proper. Like, let's
a bit dull pineapple.
You've got to hand over a Pointy Pineapple.
An actual 50.
A 50.
Oh. Okay, again, that's just you two now.
Okay.
You are the only two doing this.
I never said that.
There you go.
You guys will put it out there right now.
I am going to put a $50 note in my pocket and I am going to carry it around for the next 3.5 years. And I am prepared to give that 50 to someone if they come up and say, Embers, Pointy Pineapples.
Going to go through the wash.
Pointy Pineapples.
Can be in the street, you know, can be anywhere.
God, imagine if it's like at the MCG at the end of the year. He's there doing some commentary work, a few big business lunches, whatever you do over there.
A few cashies.
I'm going to go get 50 bucks out today and I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Andrew Embley has just done a cashie. and all of a sudden, 50 people come up to him saying Pointy Pineapples. All of a sudden, he's lost all the money from the cashie.
No, so the first person.
First person.
Per day.
Don't get
it again.
Mitch and Reese are going to be just lingering around like a couple of seagulls at the front of the Triple M building.
Yeah. What does Justin from Banksia Grove want?
Justin, come on, mate. That's enough from you.
Pointy Pineapple 50.
Yeah, he's like, Pointy Pineapples, I'm listening.
Should we just get him live on air right now while we're doing the podcast opener? Should we get him?
Sure.
I just missed him. Oh, no, here he is. Oh, no, we have lost him.
No pineapples for you, mate.
On the podcast today, how are you paying for shit? Because things are a bit tight. And it turns out that someone in Peppy Grove is doing something a bit wild. Mosman Park.
Yeah, I got that wrong. It's Mosman Park. Sorry, guys. Wrote down the wrong suburb on the sheet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my bad. I was looking for the article to post to a separate
thing. Hang on. Justin from Banksia Grove is calling up again. Hang on. Here we go. Justin, hello.
Hello.
Hey, g'day, Justin. You've called through to the Rush Hour's podcast recording.
Hello, Justin.
It's Embers and Katie and producer Joel. Hey, what's for dinner tonight, Justin?
Yeah, I got absolutely no idea.
Oh, really?
So what are you calling for?
It kind of ties back earlier to your got your partner by the balls conversation.
Tell us more. Come on.
Yeah, so I thought I'd call up and, you know, save you guys the embarrassment of not having any call.
Oh, Justin.
No balls here.
Well, hurry up. You got 3 minutes.
Look. So I got 2 points to make about this. First point, obviously, you don't get anything like a strict wife. You just get scared men.
It's true.
And obviously, you know, with David Warner and all of that. My only question with regards to that was, what grit paper was she using?
Very good.
He'd have very smooth balls.
Whereabouts are you from? Yeah. Is it your Durban or Johannesburg yourself there? Or Cape Town? Justin.
Generally, but I'm out here in WA now.
Where are you from, sorry?
Johannesburg originally.
So, it was the old sandpaper gate that had to come out, didn't it? Well done. Well played, Justin.
We're going to chuck you on hold and get you something for that because that was too good.
We can't let Justin go without South African having a crack at us for cheating. I mean, you just dropped the World Cup, my friend.
Where's Hans Petronio when you need him?
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette in a loo Wanneroo, and air sprints too across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
1-3-3-5-3. How are you paying for shit?
How are you paying for things right now?
It's not easy out there, Lammy.
Well, it's not. We've got a cost of living crisis. The rental crisis is absolutely bonkers. If you want to go in to buy a house right now, it's tough times.
And thank goodness the Reserve Bank actually were very good to us today by leaving rates on hold.
Interest rates on hold now, which is fantastic. That's great. So the reason we're asking on 133353, how are you paying for things? A Perth woman, right? She's listed a single bed on her veranda to rent for $130 per night, describing it as ideal for someone who likes to wake up with the sun and the birds. Imagine waking up in Perth heat, 40-degree day, and a magpie sweeping you.
That is fantastic. So hang on. She's renting out her veranda.
Yeah.
And you can pay $130
for a bed
to
on
go
the veranda.
And just put like your swag on there. Yep. And
there's a bed.
What suburb is this?
It's in Mozzie Park.
You can live in Mozzie Park for $130.
I understand there's a rental crisis at the moment and people are just flogging their homes for like $800 for a one-bedroom apartment. Like, it's just ridiculous. But this is it taking even more of the PRSS.
You know what?
$130 for a single bed on a veranda.
Mate, the way she's going, if this gets a little bit of traction, she'll have to get two beds out there. Three beds. She'll be making, this will be the greatest little investment ever.
A little backpackers in Mosman Park. Do you know what? I am going to say to her.
Yeah, well done to her.
Because, thank you. Because you need to do what you need to do right now. I mean, if she is making a little bit of extra coin because people are willing to pay $130 a night on her veranda, good on her.
You know what? If someone wants to come and live at Embers' house, you can't actually live in my house. But what I'll do is I'll put a mattress on the verge and just put $130 in the letterbox for me and you can sleep on the verge, on my verge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to go over and babysit your 75 children as well, I'm sure you'll be willing to pay.
Yep, absolutely. No, I'll get someone else to pay for that.
How are you paying for things right now? So remember back in FIFA World Cup, the Women's World Cup, I should say, Matildas were going nuts. I started making those videos and I said, up the Tildos.
Oh, up the Tildos.
A woman who's just in Wembley, she's decided to make little kids merch just as a little side hustle at the moment. Up the Tildos, it says on little kids T-shirts, which is adorable, hilarious as well because of why I said Tildos event originally.
Are you getting a little lick from that?
No, I'm not because she's just making a couple of bucks on the side.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about. 133353, how are you paying for shit at the moment? Because I must admit, like, it is tough out there and when I need to pay for certain things at home, I turn to my right and I say, babe, can I just say you are looking lovely today? I love that dress on you. You are amazing. Do you still have my BSB account number?
Kylie in Morley. Hello, Kylie.
Hello.
All right, Kylie. It's expensive out there. Tell us how you're paying for it.
So, surveys. And everyone thinks you only get $2 or $3 for one or two of them, like, and you never get surveyed. But if you stick with it, you can actually get quite a bit of money from it.
Surveys?
So I once wore a watch for a month and they gave me $80 and I didn't even realize, like, I completely forgot about the watch. And that was picking up radio frequencies. Oh. So then they,
Did you listen to Triple M by any chance?
I was listening to Triple M.
Good girl.
Good on you. So, Kylie, for those people out there that want to know a little bit more, is there a certain website, is there an app that you can go to be able to log on and do these surveys?
Yeah, Octopus Group is the one that I go through.
Octopus Group.
Octopus Group. Okay, tell us a bit more.
Yeah. So I also got all my family friends to sign up to it, and every survey they did, I got $1.
Oh my God.
For the first 20. So I had each of my friends doing it. Yes. And yeah, I think I made about $400.
Oh, perfect.
Well,
God,
those people listening,
Kylie,
if you do sign up, just let people know that Kylie was the one that got you to sign up. So therefore, you might get a few more bucks.
Yes, absolutely. Well done. That's actually so cool. And, yes, and lots of people as well do those sort of like experiments, that, you know, like trials, I should say.
Yeah.
Where you know, trial a medication or something, or you have to like stay awake for. I know my partner's got some hectic stories, by the way, when she was like very poor in the UK.
What's that extra hair on your arm doing?
Let's go to Ben
Can
from
you
Success.
Please try that. Just throw it in your mouth and let me know how many days you stay up for.
Yeah, because the rats don't like it. I just want to say, let's go to Ben in
what
Success.
What do you mean you want to go to Hippie Club again?
No, we like those. No kidding. Ben's from Success. Hello.
How you going there, guys?
Yeah, going really well, Ben. It's tough out there, mate. So
mate,
tell
tough.
Us how you're paying for it.
Mate, I've recently bought into 2.5% of a racehorse, which hasn't raced yet, and it's costing me $125 a month. It's only a two-year-old,
yeah,
but I've had to rely on the boys at the yard, all the cans of Coke and the Red Bulls and all the drinks that they drink to go to containers for change. So it's making me about $60 a month, so it's paying half the horse fee, mate, each
there
month.
You there you go.
Well, you know what, mate? That horse will end up being like a Mr. Brightside for you one day, mate. So it'll be the best investment that you ever got.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. It's, yeah, so the boys are looking forward to it racing because they feel like they've got a share in it as well.
There you go. Well done. My daughter's got a camp this week, and so she said that I want some money. I said, well, why don't you actually see if you can go and save some money? So what she decided to do was collect some recycling cans and bottles, and we went down to the place here in Jollymont, I think, and she had all these cans, and she got like
$29.50. $29.50.
Oh, yeah, from all the cans and bottles that she collected over time. So that was good on her.
Good on her, very good.
Is that because of your weekends or?
What's that?
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
weekend?
It would pay to have a dad who drinks
backyard.
Beers.
Yeah.
Bailey's in Morley, hello.
Hello.
G'day, Bailey. It's expensive out there, so tell us how you're paying for it.
Oh, well, I'm on some group chats on Facebook, they buy nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Go get stuff for free and do it up and then sell it.
Good on you. You sound like a very clever person, Bailey.
Yeah, that's great. So lots of people do this. So they can even just find things from the side of the road and then they end up turning it into like an artistic piece. Have you managed to sell? Like, what's your kind of jam? What do you make? What do you do?
Well, I normally look for bikes and do them up for like little kids.
Good on you. Oh, good
clever.
Samaritan too. What's the most amount of money that you've made from doing something up and on selling it?
Oh, that would be a BMX bike. I did it up, painted it, like put polish on it.
Yep. And you made
150.
Well done. But how much did you then you have to actually pay for all the content? Was that 150 profit?
No, that was 100 profit.
That's well done.
$100 is better than not $100, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, well done, Bailey.
I'll let you know where Katie lives, Bailey, and you can go and maybe grab her bike and then you can sell it.
No, mine is in the shed because I still want it.
It's definitely a kid's bike, trust me. Sandra is from Clarkson. G'day, Sandra.
Training reels. Hey, Sandra.
How are you?
Very well. How are you paying for things at the moment?
Although I was lucky enough to go see Taylor Swift in Sydney recently. And I'm in a few of the Facebook groups and there were lots of people on there asking for confetti on the floor because they didn't have floor seats or they didn't get tickets. So I took my Ziploc bags in with me and grabbed as much confetti as I could.
Ah.
So people paid $2 a piece for confetti.
How much a piece?
$2.
Oh, my Lord.
Sandra, that is
literally
just...
Literally, you could get from anywhere.
So how much confetti did you end up getting?
I got heaps. I got two, like, big bags full. I was on the first night, so it was raining, but it did dry out well. And then I also got one of the leaves. There was only one that were different shapes, which were the leaves from one of the songs. So
how much did you make in total, do you reckon?
I made about 120. I gave some away free for people that...
Wow. You'll need one. And you know what? You would have made more, but you didn't have an FPOS machine on you.
It just blows my mind that people would want that. But
even for the Coldplay concert, remember all that confetti came down and it was the, you know, sky full of stars and it was the star confetti. Even I took that. That was so weird for me. But I even took that. So I totally get it.
100%.
People like that kind of stuff. It's memorabilia, Embers.
That's it, Katie. You don't have much of that.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Red Hot Debate. This has been popping, Embers. $500 up for grabs if you are the best debater.
Put your case forward and just sell it to us. To take you back to year six debating at school and you're there against little Leroy and you look at him in the eyes and you're going, I've got you covered today, buddy. I've got you covered. You're gone. You are mine.
I reckon Embers wouldn't have ever been in a debating team, but he would just get up and start sledging the other
kids.
See
how I said year six?
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't get any five.
No, that's it. Yeah, that's right. Hey, give us a call right now, 1-333-53. We need you to be either one person for, one person against. But the topic, the debate, is can you support both WA footy teams, both Eagles and Dockers? Can you do it?
Absolutely. If you are passionate, if you are loyal, don't give me this I bury my Western Australia. What are you, like, you got a quokka as a pet? I mean, come on.
I'd love to.
No, you would. What,
yes, a big rat.
It's a big rat. Goodness. No way. Actually, that should be another Red Hot Debate. Do we like quokkas? Hang on. Okay, I digress. Can you support both WA footy teams? I personally do. I like to see both WA footy teams do well. I will say I now go for Collingwood, Khan the Pies. But I only jumped
on.
Just after the fact that they won last year and it was so much fun. But Dockers, Eagles, I like to see them doing well. I love to see Dockers win.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But when it's the Derby...
Oh, when it's the Derby, you're an Eagles. Okay, right, great, excellent.
No, or Dockers. I don't know.
No, you're an Eagles now that we spotted them. Thank you.
You got splinters all in your butt.
1-333-53.
Stop looking at my butt.
Taking part in Red Hot Debates for Frank's Red Hot Burger only at Chicken Treat. Is it okay to barrack for both Perth teams in the AFL? The answer, of course, here is yes.
Yes.
Interestingly, on our Instagram, Triple M Perth, well, they're with you, Embers. 82% say no.
I bet.
Yes, is 18%.
82% of people have got got half a brain.
Plead your case now. 1-333-53.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Right now, Embers, we have $500 up for grabs for the best debater. The topic that you'll be debating is can you support both WA footy teams?
Now, I've got my opinion on this and it is very, very strong. Of course you can't. You cannot be a true supporter if you barrack for both sides.
You can.
Well,
I like football. Leachy likes football. We go for both Eagles and Dockers.
I want to see WA succeed.
No. You know what, Leachy? I'll give it to you. You do go to the football every week. You're producing. Lammy, you only like going to the grand final and then when you get invited to a box.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is
true. You only want to go to the football when there's champagne involved and that's it.
No, that is
true. Western Force.
Yeah.
That's the Tildos.
All right. So we have Jack from Bull Creek who's with us right now. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, going very well, Jack. And you are a yes, you are a pro for this. You can support both teams. You've got 30 seconds, my friend. On the clock, you need to convince Katie Lamb.
Yep.
Go
are
for
you
it.
Ready?
As it, yeah, yeah.
Go.
As it stands right now, we are obviously outnumbered in terms of WA teams to Victorian teams. Great. So I believe that we should barrack for both teams because I, personally, for one, would like to see the flag come back to WA. I'm currently a West Coast Eagles supporter and I know we aren't going to win it this year, so I will be going for Fremantle, therefore making me want to support both teams.
Wow.
I was going to give Jack another 5 seconds because Ember's butchered the intro. But I mean,
West
that was good.
Supporter.
Wow, Jack.
Fremantle.
And you know what? You can just tell that Jack's a kind person.
Great.
He's got a
very
good
nice
heart.
Guy.
And
yes.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a great argument. I will say Jack is winning so far.
Well, you've only had one. Because he hasn't come up against the man, the one that believes you have got no chance to barrack for two teams. His name is Cameron. He's from Brookdale. G'day, Cameron.
G'day, how you going?
Oh, mate.
We're going well, Cameron. Good. Now, you just need to go hard because Jack was very good. You are saying you absolutely cannot support both WA footy teams. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. Go.
All right. There is only one team from WA in the AFL, and that's the mighty West Coast Eagles. Oh. You know why? Because we're the only ones that can actually win premiership. I was down the Coburn Arc the other day, and I've got cabinets galore down there, and they've got to put their fake supporter flags in there because they cannot win one themselves.
There he goes.
And all they can do is whinge on Twitter about Harley Reid being on the West Australian, but up the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, Cameron. Right. Well,
I'll say that Cameron was passionate and I appreciate
good,
it.
Yes. Mm. And unfortunately for Cameron, though, Embers is not the adjudicator with this one because I know which way I'd be leaning.
Yeah, because that's you, because you're unfair. But yeah. What I will say is that the question was not about what WA team is better.
Yes.
The argument was, can you support both WA footy teams? And when I say, who was the best debater? It was Jack from Bull Creek. Give him $500.
Oh, tell you, Cameron Smith, absolutely awesome. As stiff as you. Well done, Jack. Congratulations. You put good a very you, good Jack. Case forward.
Well,
and he's a West Coast supporter as well.
He stuck to the topic.
Yes, well done.
Cameron, I appreciate his passion for the West Coast Eagles, but he was just saying that the West Coast Eagles are better than the Dockers. That wasn't what it was.
No, it's good.
Unfair.
Triple M's Wheel. Bin. Of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High Vista Hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
Embers and I have just been doing what's for dinner, and he just showed me what he's having for dinner tonight. It's an amazing pasta. What is
that? Well, it's like like aioli pasta with parsley, yeah, and the chilli and the garlic. But I said to my wife, because we were doing Mexican taco bowls, and we're sort of back and forth a little bit at the moment. I've sort of gone, we should do this. And
guys, we need to park it.
The reason I said that before Ember said his unnecessary long story, I said if I won $12,600, which is up for grabs right now, really a bit
so
of fortune,
much pasta you'd buy without
I would go to Italy to get all of the pasta.
Gotcha.
We do have Sarah from Marmion on the line. Hello.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. Here's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah, let's get the really important question out of the way first. What's for dinner?
Meat and salad.
Oh, that's yum. Good. That's good. No, yum. How do you like your meat cooked?
Medium rare, probably.
Medium.
Just good. Medium? Yeah, that's good. Nice. Good. Doesn't like the pink. Hey, Sarah, have you been keeping up to date with all the incorrect guesses on Triple M Perth's Instagram?
I have, yes.
What about the clues?
I have. The last one's thrown me a bit.
Oh, this one?
Yes, one.
Everyone.
YMCA. What's thrown you, Sarah? Well, did you feel like you had it and then YMCA came out and you're like, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anyway, Sarah, forget about that. I think you've got it. I'm not sure what your answer is, but right now, for $12,600.
How much?
$12,600. Please tell us what you believe is in our wheelie. Bin of fortune.
Okay. I think it's an inflatable kayak.
Okay. Ooh, an inflatable kayak.
Why?
I get it because it makes sense.
Why inflatable kayak?
Because it's seasonal. Yes. You can get it at BCF. And the YMCA thing, I saw a cover where they're all on different modes of transport.
Oh.
So I thought, get a bit far-fetched, but maybe.
No, Sarah, you know what? These things usually are far-fetched. So well done. That's actually great because you've connected the dots. All right, well, first and foremost, that is the best guess we've ever had on our show today. Joel, producer, otherwise known as Producer Joel. Sorry.
Thanks, Katie. Or Katie Lamb. High praise, by the way, to Sarah. Smart guesser.
Smart guesser,
I'll say.
Well, they still call her Smart Sarah, so...
But what does Sarah and her guests have in common, guys?
Sarah and her guests have in common. What?
They're both full of hot air.
Oh!
Incorrect.
I reckon that answer did not deserve that response.
That was actual abuse, and we will be launching into HR a complaint on your behalf, Sarah.
I reckon I know why you've been given that abuse is because you're from the north of the river.
Wow.
And it was one of the smartest guesses we've had so far, and we know Joel hates the north of the river.
Sarah, congratulations for nothing. Sorry, I mean.
133353 right now. I want to hear from you on this question. Does your mate's partner
have him by the balls.
Or does your partner have you by the balls? And they could be metaphorical balls, by the way, as well. Women are also open to calling us on 133353. The reason we're throwing this out there is because Candace Warner has jumped on a podcast and she said that her and her husband, David Warner, they have a joint account.
That's normally what happens when you're married.
Absolutely. And then they basically just asked if David, you know, had made any sort of big spender kind of cowboy moves. And she said, yes, he's, how long have you got? So basically said he spends a lot of money. But she says, I have actually given David an allowance. So David's got an allowance. And she goes, it's a healthy allowance. So don't think I've got him by the balls and can't, and he can't enjoy his life. Let me just translate that for you. If somebody says, I don't have him by the balls, it means they've got him by the balls.
So Dave Warner's got an ACB contract, got sponsorships around the world. He's got an IPL contract. And Candace says he can only spend a certain percentage of the money that he earns.
Well, look, he's obviously made a lot of money and he spent a lot of that money as well, but they are married and they've got kids. So she just says, I'm the more conservative one, a little bit safer, so I don't basically let him go out and do all these wild, crazy spendings, but she gives him an allowance
with
his own money.
She's got him by the nurries, that's for sure. You're not going anywhere.
We've all got a friend, right, that's sort of a bit whipped, do we not?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're growing up in your late teens, early 20s,
yes.
And so many of your friends like start going out, getting like serious with people, and every time you just go, "Oh, you're whipped." Like that
you're
was
so
the
whipped.
Big phrase.
In that, yeah,
oh, you're
that
so whipped.
Oh, you're so whipped.
Oh, whatever,
you're
mate.
So whipped.
Gotta go home. Oh, come on, mate.
But it's like when you want to go out, like you want to just like go out for drink somewhere, and the missus goes, "No, sorry, you can't. We've got to get this done and this done in the morning." It's like, oh, come on.
Gotta go home to kids, mate. I know your kids. They don't even like you.
And vice versa.
Someone
probably
said that to you.
Yeah, a little bit.
133353. Does your mate's partner have him by the balls? Supposedly, not happening in Perth. I cannot say that that's even a possibility.
They just didn't have the balls to call.
That's a good one by you.
That's exactly what it is.
I must admit, I reckon I'm got my balls firmly gripped.
You're whipped.
Oh, do you want to call in and quickly say what?
Well, listen,
what's going on at home?
Everything's really good, but yes, when the football sometimes can be on and it's not actually a game that I'm working at, we feel like that might be time to do better other things.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, I know.
Don't forget Battle of the Burbs, by the way, coming up in the next 10-15 minutes with passes to go to the Motorplex Nitro Slam on the way soon.
Look, I think this is a good time and a good opportunity for me to make a formal apology.
What?
I need to make a formal apology.
What?
Thanks, everyone, for coming out today. I'll try and make this quick. Please save the questions till the end, Andrew Embley.
I apologise.
I'd like to make a formal apology to Andrew Embley.
Oh, hang on. I'm listening now.
Yesterday, after the show, I went to get into my car, only to find my car had been tampered with. The windscreen wipers were upstanding. I thought to myself, who is someone who parks near me, knows my car, bullies my car more than anyone else in the office and has the maturity level of an 11-year-old boy. Please stop taking photos of me. It's annoying. Oh. Andrew Embley does. In my defence, it made sense. Yesterday in our planning meeting, we were talking about sandwiches. After the planning meeting, to which Embers contributed nothing, he said, I'm now craving a sandwich. I'm going to get one. So after a big breakfast and an extra large bowl of ramen for lunch, an hour earlier, he went to Jean-Claude for a roll on Rockaby Road and then washed it down with a foot long from Subway.
True.
In the space of half an hour, may I add. I figured in that time he disappeared from the office to buy every single sandwich in Subiaco. Forget about the man shake, am I right? Anyway, I digress. I figured that was the time he tampered with Susanna Carr, a.k.a. my Suzuki Swift. I accused Embers of being the culprit as I drove out of the car park last night with a few swear words involved, and he denied it. I sent a video to our group chat called Pointy Pineapples, where producer Joel sent back a picture of Embers with his gigantic lanyard saying guilty. There was no doubt in my mind the man who calls me Danny DeVito with year four boy hands and small feet, even though I'm 5'7", average size woman with size 9 shoe, was the culprit. However, at 8:16 p.m. last night, I received a text message from Sean, who works downstairs, saying, who do you think is the funniest person in Perth? I'll give you mine first. And then sent me a picture of herself laughing her head off with my upstanding windscreen wipers behind her. It was she. She, Sean, who tampered with my car, Susie, not Andrew Embley. And for that, Embers, I am truly sorry. Thank you, guys.
I feel, hang on, no questions. Can I respond to this, please? That was a very sarcastic apology.
Sarcastic? Are you serious?
I did not appreciate that at all. So one thing is for sure.
Whoa.
When you go to your car today, when you see your windscreen wipers up, you know who's done it. And it ain't Sean.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
This is not a drill. You are hearing correctly. South lead 1-0 for the first time ever in Battle of the Burbs history.
Fake news. Should we just finish it now, you reckon?
No, let's keep going. I've got high hopes for South that they can continue the lead, Embers. That's the most important thing.
And representing the South, the pressure all on her shoulders. Her name is Wendy. And she's from Les Moody. G'day, Wendy.
How you going?
Oh, Very well. You've got to
I'm under pressure now.
You are.
Nervous. I am.
Well, nerves are good, Wendy. That just means that you care.
Yes.
Use that for adrenaline and smarts. Yep, you'll be taking on Matt from Churchlands, representing the North. Hello, Matt.
How you going?
Good, Matt. You feeling confident?
Yeah, mate.
Good on you. You are a professor or you're a doctor or something like that? You sound very clever.
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
Good. Yeah. Beautiful.
No, I'm not.
No, Dr. Matt. You
had us fooled.
Dr. Matt.
I'm a plumber.
Oh, you're a plumber.
Oh, good.
Doctor of toots.
Yeah,
doctor of the toilet.
You're a doctor
right.
of toots.
Wendy, your buzzer is South. Matt, your buzzer is North. First to 2 points is the winner and gets a point on the board for their side of the river. Let's get into question one.
Very simple one. True or false? Andrew Embley has won a Brownlow medal.
South.
South just.
Brownlow medal? False.
Oh, she knows it. She knows
she
it well.
Straight away.
She said, no, he's not that
there
good.
There is no way
he's
Embers can play
good.
More than one good game in the season. Very clever.
He was a good player for a
Andrew Embley, career Brownlow votes got to 40. You got 40 votes.
40 votes in my whole career.
Wow.
It's 15 years of football. And considering that, who won the Brownlow last year?
Lockie Neal.
Lockie Neal. He got 40 votes in 1 year, so he's a he's very good. All right. You need this, Matt, to stay in the game. Question number two. Marvel star Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered...
James Bond. 007.
Gorgeous. Hang on, sorry.
Hang on.
I've hit the wrong button.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I've hit the wrong button myself. Sorry about that.
Okay. Sorry.
Hang on.
Because it was
Wendy?
Not the... Yeah. You needed to listen to the answer.
The whole question. I'm going to give Matt a chance to listen to the whole question. The whole question was, Marvel star Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. Name the previous Bond.
Daniel Craig.
He's back in the game. Oh, Wendy.
Wendy, you're actually too clever. You knew exactly what was going on. All right.
It's the decider.
This is it.
Oh.
Question number three.
What is 78 minus 43?
North.
North for the win.
30.
Too long.
34. 34 is
not.
Incorrect. Oh. Wendy.
75.
35. Oh, my God.
Remember Wendy yelling out, too long.
Wendy. Congratulations,
We'll be the
Wendy.
Judge of that, Thank Wendy, you. But congratulations. You are a very smart lady.
Oh, and Wendy, I will say nobody's more excited than Joel. Producer Joel is from Cardinia. He represents the South. Joel, how are you feeling?
Come on! I'm in the South. That's got to be five in a row. Suck it, Northeast.
Right there.
Hey, Matt, well done. You were very, very good, mate,
question?
And very close.
78 minus 43.
43.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got his calculator out, and he's just like, actually.
So I'm doing a running challenge at the moment, which is good timing because if you had heard last week, Embers lost the challenges between myself and Katie, and looks like that he will be doing this year's HBF half a marathon.
21 kilometres you're going to be running. Now, you did this last year. And I will say that it got closer and closer to the date. All of a sudden, we were about 5 days out and Embers goes, oh, yeah, I'm running that, aren't I? And it was 21 kilometres. So you started training 5 days out.
So I went for one run and I got to 7Ks and I just stopped and collapsed on the ground. I said, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this.
But you completed it.
I did.
But now that you're actually training for it.
Oh, I'm breaking records.
You're ready.
Yeah. Hey, Steve Monteghetti, look out. Oh,
Paris Olympics, here we come.
I'm doing this challenge at the moment, right? So it involves you run 1 kilometre and you get a week to do it. It has to be a continuous run, right? But then every week it builds up by an extra kilometre. So, right. For example, week 2 is 2 kilometres, yep. 3, 4. So, and you've got Sunday to Sunday to do it, right? I'm doing this with my brother. I'm doing this with a former teammate of mine, Adam Selwood, all right? At the moment, he's a bit sore, so he's been walking, but he still wants to, he doesn't want to give up.
So you can walk it or you can run walk and walk it, but you just need to do it in one hit.
It's got to be continuous run.
Yeah.
I was telling my mate Paul Medhurst about it, of course, former Fremantle Docker and Collingwood star. He lives in Melbourne at the moment. I ran into him down south around Christmas time. He goes, mate, I'm in. So Medhurst actually sends me what he's been doing as well.
Okay.
So he's over in Melbourne doing his run. So this week I had to complete 12 kilometres.
See. All right, nice.
And I did that this morning.
Wow.
I did it this morning. And can I say, didn't break any world records, but I went a little along the coast. It was a beautiful morning, you know, a little bit of breeze in my back at one stage, then had to run against it. But as I was sort of running past, I saw Rani Mainwaring. Of course, was married to Chris Mainwaring, yes. The late Chris Mainwaring. And as I went past Rans, I sort of gave her a bit of a tap. So, hey, Rans.
Yep.
And anyway, she obviously wasn't expecting it. And she goes, oh, my goodness, Jesus. And then I said, Rans, sorry. And she said, Embers, you scared the living bejesus out of me.
In those exact words.
That's exactly right. There might have been a few other words. But the thing was, though, and we chatted a fair bit because my running pace was her walking pace. So I'm sort of running and I'm
How's
trying
family?
To, for a while there was actually perfect because I used her as a windbreak. She was walking along the coast and I'm sort of tucked in behind her and after a while she just got too far ahead so I let her go. But anyway, I completed 12K. So 12K is tick. And next week, I've got 13 kilometres.
I feel like you're on track, though, as well, because it's Sunday, May 19th.
Okay, can you work that out? So is that 8 weeks' time from now?
It's 8 weeks.
8 or 9,
I think.
8 or 9 from now, I'm running 21Ks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It is literally 8.5 weeks away.
That is so literally, when I have to run 21Ks, I'm actually
doing it. So just do it for your challenge.
This is great. Awesome. Imagine if it was 22Ks and I actually had to finish 21Ks
like,
and then kept running past all the people with oranges and bananas and said, sorry, I can't take it. I've still got another K to do.
Don't challenge with my mate. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?